IGL, afvalstaan, eten, et cetera, in een glas water. Hoe nou zeg voor jou, hoe slapen mensen bij Halverdorp?
Based in the west coast town of Van Reinsdorp, Johan Smit is affectionately known as the Bek van die Noordwest, the mouth of the Northwest. A farmer, community leader, businessman, politician, part-time auctioneer, wedding MC, and athletics commentator, he is also a skilled storyteller.
Now, I admired my friend Tola van der Merwe very much, and plenty of people tell me you is the same quality of like Tola. Now, Wikus van der Merwe's father, he was our big story man here with Spies en Plessis, Marke Las that time, and I admire Tola, but he's much higher and better quality as me.
Apart from entertaining audiences with his energy, passion, and good humor, sometimes even reverting to English, which in his words, he only uses in self-defense, Johan is a man of intense faith.
Every morning, I went to my church, and I start my day there with my prayer.
Apart from running a large rooibos farm, Johan manages Waterfall, a bed and breakfast on the property. And when he talks about his church, he means the one on his farm that he built with his own hands using local stones.
If people see Johan Smit, they say, this is a man of God. Now, I must look like him later on. People must see God in me.
While Johan is a very religious man, he recognizes that everyone has a path to follow, as well as the importance of a good laugh or two.
There must be a balance in life. You can't always put your Bible under your arm and walk down the street. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry.
Johan is also a man with a grand vision for his area, an ambitious irrigation project that will see the Dorang River dammed in order to provide water to an area covering more than 40,000 hectares.
This is my dream. This was also the dream of the late A.S. Lafleur from the Griquas.
A.S. Lafleur was a legendary leader of South Africa's Griqua people, who successfully prophesied that a railway would be built between Sishen and Saldanha Bay. He also had a vision of plants growing in the parched soils of Ratelgat, the traditional Griqua lands near Frydendal, part of the area that would benefit from the massive irrigation project.
That keeps my hope up that this whole north part of the Western Cape will be developed, and plenty of work will come from that. This will be one of the biggest irrigation systems in South Africa.
Recognizing a higher purpose in everything that he does, Johan rarely slows down to acknowledge his accomplishments. Now 65 and the father of two sons, if he is not working on the farm, preaching, or helping out the community in one way or another, he'll happily tell you a few stories. In Afrikaans, of course.
Afvalstaan, eten, et cetera, in een glas water. Hoe nou zeg ik voor jou, hoe slapen mensen bij Halverdorp?